2-0 really doesn't reflect the effort the lads put in tonight, because there was a huge drive in the first half. Maybe a little bit of a dip when that English pressure came on. They capitalised. First goal maybe a bit scrappy. Overall, it could have gone either way. And, you know, 2-0, I suppose, is not a fair reflection.
No, 2-0 probably flatters them a wee bit. I thought we were quite good tonight. We're a lot better than we were against Scotland. We kept the ball fairly well. The first half, we had two great chances. Jake went through probably two one-on-ones. You probably score one of them, you probably go on and win the game. The second half, again, the first 15-20 minutes, we started the game really well. With a lot of pressure on them, they seemed to be paying back in a bit. They broke away. Well, it wasn't really a breakaway goal. It was probably a hard back pass to the keeper. He took a touch and gave it away. Disappointing for him. He had a really good game all or not. But again, at this age group, these things happen. Probably after the goal, it was a killer blow to us. We were well on top. And from that, we kind of took us 10 or 15 minutes to get back in. We conceded it then from a corner. After that, again, and that probably finished the game. But probably up until they scored, we were probably the better team and had the better chances. And we'd be disappointed.
Yeah, it's hard when it's 2-0 and you can say there was an improvement in the performance from the last day as well, and the result doesn't come.
Yeah, well, that's what it says, the boys. I'd be happier with the performance tonight than it was against Scotland, because I thought they didn't really well. They expressed themselves fairly well. They played, they were good in the ball, and they looked to play more than they probably did last week, or 2 weeks ago, which was, they're probably a wee bit nervous in their first game. But no, the day they were very good. I was quite content with it. I was happy with the performance. Again, based on how they played, if we would have taken that chance early on, maybe in the first half, I think we'd have run on comfortable winners. But again, then they got the first goal and they got a bit of momentum from it and pushed on then and got the second goal.
This competition is always tight, and I suppose when you're in champions, you want to go out and you want to retain it if possible. And here we are, what's left in the competition. You've a chance to finish level on points with England and finish level on points with your next opponent, Northern Ireland, if you get those two wins against Northern Ireland and against Wales. It's an interesting position to be in now.
Yeah, it's a really tight competition. Again, every game, there are two goals in it tonight, but they're very little in any of the games. Even Scotland, Wales, no matter who you play, they're all very tough games. Again, we'd be disappointed with our start. Now we've only 1 point in the first two games, but if we beat Northern Ireland next week and Wales the following week, again, you'll end up sharing the competition. It doesn't go to an outright winner. I have a couple of teams in the same points. It doesn't go by goal difference. So if you end up sharing the competition, it's still a good achievement. But with Northern Ireland next week, they've 7 points from three games. They're fairly good. They're fairly strong. And it'll be a big ask. But hopefully if we go there and play well, we could get a result against them.
Some great performances right throughout the pitch tonight. Donal Higgins wasn't playing the last eight, came and started and really performed well. Corey McBride at the back. I mean, you could go through them all. I mean, it wasn't a bad display either. You know, they all had at least patches of brilliance, and some of them were fairly solid throughout.
Aye, like overall, mostly, like, you wouldn't say many of them had a bad game. Like even the goalkeeper, he was absolutely excellent until he gave away the goal. Our two centre halves, Josh and Reese, that was Reese's first game tonight. Both of them really good. Donal in the middle of the park came back in. He wasn't there the last day. Corey very good and high in the right probably. But overall, I was happy with all the players. I don't think any of them were out of place. They played really well. They're all good in the ball. They're all good players and comfortable and able to play. Again, you just at this level, you have to take your chances whenever they come, and unfortunately tonight we just didn't take them.
And strong cores. I mean, you've the three Cairn Dunne lads, St Eunan's represented, Galway, as we mentioned, Cork, Dublin obviously have a few as well. How have you prepared and brought these lads together over the last couple of weeks?
There's a wide variety from all over the country. Probably nearly most of the under-19 League of Ireland teams represented. The way we work, we have an inter-provincial competition in November time where the four provinces would play, and then we'd have seven or eight trial games in between there and the first game, where you would narrow down after each trial, and again you would see the boys in the League Ireland under 19 games. But no, there's most of all the League Ireland clubs are represented, and again the boys, the local boys, the three Cairn Dunne boys, I think they won All Ireland there last week or so, and Dara with St Eunan's, the four of them were all part of the under 17 team last year that won the double. So again, these boys are good pedigree and they're there on merit, and they're good players.
And you can see how well they perform against a team like England tonight. Okay, they can't have their professional players, but other than that, you know, that is a very strong England team. Everyone is strong. Northern Ireland has a great tradition when it comes to underage football as well. this is good for pushing forward these lads into the future as well.
Aye, it's a great stepping stone for the boys. Again, England, they're a strong side there. Their left wing back is signed for Bournemouth there during the week. Their goalkeeper is signed for Wigan. So these are probably boys that are looking to stay on in school and still go into the academies after that. Again, Northern Ireland, they would probably have more time together than any of the rest of them because, you know, they're a smaller country and they're getting boys in every week. But again, it's a good pedigree, it's a good stepping stone. We had boys last year played at this level and would move on to League Ireland, straight into League Ireland first team. Some of them moved to England and some of them are in the league phase now, the under-19s, and really that's the main goal from this team. We had an under-17 from Cavan. He played in the game against Australia and he'll be in the under-17 squad as well. So that's all. It's a great stepping stone for them. They go and advertise themselves and hopefully move on as far as they can go in the game.